This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge.
Yes, I've never seen no wages at work. That's what you told me, baby, that day at the war.
Hallelujah Anyhow is the new record from His Golden Messenger. Its 10 songs help shine a light on what MC Taylor calls the dark clouds he's designed to see. Taylor's a native of California that has called North Carolina home for a decade, and he's put down some roots that are based on the music he writes and the people he chooses to play it with. His Golden Messenger plays the Hall River Ballroom this Thursday and Friday night. MC joins me now along with musical companion Phil Cook. Good morning.
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 The feeling I get from your songs, MC, and especially the new record, is a deep sense of community that you've created for your music, your family, and your friends here in North Carolina. Did it take a long time to settle into this dirt?
Well, when my wife and I moved from California, we were in our early 30s, and it very quickly occurred to us that, you know, we hadn't been in the position of having to make friends, new friends, from scratch in a long time. So that part felt maybe a little difficult at the very beginning, but I don't know. Then you realize that meeting people and making friends is just something that happens when you go to get a cup of coffee.
You were just out of practice.
We were out of practice. We were. I came looking for something in North Carolina that I actually have found. I came looking for a grounding, a richness, a musical richness, some way to deepen what I wanted to do with my music. And actually, I've been fortunate to do that.
Darkness is mentioned in more than one song on this collection. And in Jenny of the Roses, you say darkness is just another kind of light. You don't seem to be afraid of it at all. Is your music a way of coping with sometimes the things you see as you look at the road ahead?
I think so. I mean, we're fortunate as musicians, as musicians that compose our own music, to use what we do as a pressure valve. And sometimes I need to remind myself that whatever feelings of darkness that feel like they've been ratcheted up in the past year or whatever are a moment in time, and time is long. There's a lot behind us, and there's a lot in front of us.
Yes, I've never been afraid of the darkness. It's just a different kind of light. Well, you're trying to tell something, didn't it rain? Didn't it thunder?
I want to ask you about another a song on the record, Harder Rain, that seems to deal with suffering, but you've built a lot of empathy for that character.
Harder rain, darker darkness. If it's up to me, a little love could go a long way. I mean, I've spent a lot of my life putting myself in positions of suffering because I felt that that was the way to understand and learn. And I still can kind of understand that place, but I think we have to have a corner in our heart for goodness as well and for love. I think love is true, wide open love is constructive. It's a constructive, animating force.
Yes, harder rain. If it's up to me, a little love would go my way.
Phil, you've got your own music, and you know that I love Southland Mission, and I can't wait for you to do another record. You're in Megaphone Phenom with your brother Bradley, who manages His Golden Messenger, and you recently wrote a song for the Blind Boys of Alabama. Clearly, you do what you're passionate about. What is it about MC's songs that draws you in?
Well, we'll be here for about another 4 hours if I had to break it down all the way.
But we can do
it. I think I can sum up by just saying that, you know, there's a complete circle that starts with our friendship and our fatherhood, our shared fatherhood, and then being consistently inspired by the place that Mike writes from, and being consistently inspired by the space that he gives all the musicians in his band to be themselves and to follow their instincts and to play what they feel.
You know, we have a deep and abiding and totally open love for American music, first and foremost. That's not something that I would ever try and hide. It's like when people are writing reviews and they're like, this sounds like Van Morrison. And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, he loved American music too. Yeah. We're not trying to hide that. That's the real thing. There are people that step in and they work to reinvent a musical idiom. I don't feel that that is my job in this life. My job is to fly the flag of quote unquote traditional music and push everybody to understand it as a radical and progressive vernacular, not something old fashioned. I'm not concerned about survivals or things dying out. I'm totally 100% devoted to things that were driving people to create in the Southern United States in the early 20th century and how those have evolved over time, you know?
Mm-hmm. You've brought your guitars. What two songs are you going to do for us?
We're going to start with a tune called Lost Out in the Darkness, which is the second song on Hallelujah Anyhow.
Hallelujah Anyhow is the latest recording from His Golden Messenger. You can see the band at the Hall River Ballroom Thursday and Friday night. Thanks for your time, gentlemen.
Thank you, Eric.
If you love me, please tell me. I gotta feel that love between us. If you need me, don't sell me. If I see the black dog, it's gonna kill me. And in the morning, when you rise, booze blue throwing ashes on the water. It's a strange, sweet kind of life to be lost out of the darkness of the border. Yes!